Blog Talk Radio.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, How hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee. but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Therefore all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Block Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, and your servant, Sister Georgia. Today is the 18th of January, 2014. Once again, we're coming together, whether we're across what corner of the earth that we were scattered. We're coming together in spirit, once again, to hear our Father's word, spiritual understanding given to it. Today's lesson is part two, Serpent Seed. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. We want to continue this series, family, and I welcome each and every family member, and I most earnestly do welcome each and every lost sheep that is coming to our website for the first time. And maybe they might hear something they didn't know. So I welcome each and every one of you to listen out. We're doing a series. This is the Serpent Seed series. Because there's things in the Scripture family that speak about Israel. And then it speaks about, we know that Israel was led astray. We know that Israel didn't obey. We know that Israel was scattered because of our disobedience to our Father's word. But when Yahushua came out here, he had a time with our people, and he let us all know something. The scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. The scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat. When we go to John 8, it tells us that their father is the devil. And we want to bring understanding to that, whereby linking the mark of Cain, his lineage, straight down to Revelations, speaking of the mark of the beast, speaking of opposition to the Most High's sign and seal and mark. We're going to find out that when people take things to the flesh, there's a lot of deception. And you take things to the flesh, not because the word doesn't tell us that Yahushua is the new covenant. He is the spirit that was in the beginning that became flesh. A body was made for him, a vessel, by two Hebrew parents. And when he was on this earth, many could not receive him. They didn't have faith because someone else was whispering in their ear. The problem many have today is they can't link who was whispering in the people's ear. Who is it that is that mystery Babylon in the end? Who is teaching the people the law instead of the new covenant? We're going to give understanding, family, because, you see, I can say it as many times as I want to say it by just reading and saying, okay, the daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman. Okay, when we go to the scriptures and it says that Adam was a deceived, but Eve did the transgression, and that is not talking about Adam and Eve. And when we go to the beginning, there were two creations. And if you want to put the serpent seed in there, you can say there was three creations. Many won't go to any of these scriptures because they are of them who killed the prophets. They are of them who killed Yahushua. And today they are trying to kill off or block the way of the kingdom for the children to enter. Many can't connect the dots because if the lie of religion didn't do it for you, when you came into understanding that you were a sheep, a lost sheep, or a Gentile, or a Hebrew, or when you came to find out that you were the people of the Most High, certain of them were there in the beginning to tell you, hey, you're a Hebrew. But then there's leaven thrown in the other messages they give you. Many don't realize when they go back to finding out about those three sons, speaking of Cain, speaking of Ishmael, and then we get to Edom, Esau, Jacob's brother, that those first ones, if they were of the fathers, they would have had the promises and everything given to them. But it excluded the first ones. It always went to the second one. It went to it was supposed to go to Abel, but it went to his brother Seth. It went to Isaac, and it went to Jacob. But there was always something first. If you recall and reflect back to Rebecca and her womb, they were fighting in there. And Esau came out first, and he said to his brother, he is rightly called Jacob because he has supplanted me these two times. Many can't put it together that the seed, which is nothing but a spirit, because our bodies are vessels. But the seed of that wicked one always came first. Always did. When you get into religion, they'll tell you the Antichrist is going to come first, and then Jesus. We know what they're saying. They're saying, really, the serpent seed going to come first, and then the Most High, his son, will come second when we come to the end times, and that you're going to know them if you understand the scripture. You're going to know what are the distinctions of the truth of our Father's word versus what you're going to hear from the scribes and Pharisees or the serpent seed or the lying prophets. There's a distinction made, and it's told to us throughout the entire scriptures. Many can't put this together. So we're having this new series, and I want to keep it, try to keep it to 2 hours. Today is our Shabbat, so I might go a little overtime, but we're going to be talking about the serpent seed. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. We're going to show the distinction, how you can see, because people don't know. Ye shall know them by their fruit. But the fruit, the seed is the fruit is the seed of the Spirit. That's the way I can say it, I guess, if, for those who don't understand. We're talking spiritual things. We're talking spiritual things. And we want to bring light to the Gentiles. We want to bring light to the Gentiles who believe there. Oh, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I know the truth. You don't know the truth if you're not following along with Scripture, if you don't know that many of the words in Scripture could say thy sons, could talk about a man, a brethren, a woman, a daughter of Zion. Words that seem, well, you got to understand the English language. The Father never put division. Don't always focus on an individual or one form of sex when you hear those words. You got to understand that. Things were done, and when we get to Revelations, we're going to get to that, but not now. We got a lot to go to before we really get deep into Revelations. I'm going to bring up a little bit tonight, if I have the time, that is. You know, I don't know if I'll get cut off before, because I'm trying to take my time with this to make sure that no one is misunderstanding anything that I'm saying, okay? And we're going to read it. That's what I'll be saying. I'm going to read it, okay? So we have to let our people know you need to watch out, because we were warned. From the very beginning of the scripture, we were warned by the prophets. We were warned by Yahushua, the apostles. We were warned by John the Baptist. We're even warned by, as they like to say, John the Revelator, because he wrote it down for us, and many don't understand. So we're going to bring that to light so that as we go throughout the whole scriptures, we'll be going everywhere. Prepare to learn. Prepare to read. Okay, let's read what our Father says. Let's stop obeying man and obey our Father. He tells us, study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. So let's do that, okay? So we're going to get with the serpent seed. This is show number two, lesson number two. They are not all Israel which are of Israel. So I pray everybody's here and ready to learn. I welcome everyone. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. I'm so happy to be here, family. I tell you, I've been working on this lesson because I actually had a different lesson. You know, many people don't understand why I don't post lessons way, way in advance. You know, I know we have White History Month coming up, and I'm going to get to White History Month. But I don't do them because the Father always leads me to what he wants me to do at the very, it could be the very last hour. And I'll always get his word, what he wants me to do. So we're going to flow with that, okay? And I pray that everyone is here expecting to hear the Father's word and get understanding, having those scales removed, having the set-apart spirit edified when we read with understanding. It's all spiritual. Pay attention. All right, family, let's first, before we get started, I want everyone to raise their hands with me, and let's just thank and praise our Father. Father, we come here and we say hallelujah, Yahuwah. Father, we thank you, we praise you for all your love, for your long suffering, for all that you have given us, and all the mercy and grace that you've shown us. Father, we thank you for Yahushua, and through the death, burial, and resurrection, we are now healed as a nation. We have the comfort of the set-apart spirit leading and guiding our path. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you and we praise you for your preserved word, whereby when we read with your spiritual guidance, we understand why we're scattered. We understand what you expect from us in order to come back to you. And we thank you now because of the spiritual fulfillment of the law. We have the access through Yahushua to come directly to you to ask for forgiveness and come out from among the wicked evilness, the confusion, the Babylon that we have been under. Father, we ask for a blessing over the ministry, over my mouth, over me, over all those who are here to hear your words spoken by your designated vessel. Father, we praise you. We thank you. Father, we ask that through the reading of your word, that only the set apart spirit flows. Let it not be of me, but Father, only of you, where you get all the praises and the glory. And Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We say hallelujah in Yahushua's set apart name. And we thank you, Father. All right, family, we're here and we're ready to get rolling. I am so happy today, family. I tell you, Father revealed some more to me. Oh, y'all, this is part of the show, but I tell you, it's with Revelations. Y'all going to really start enjoying this, you know, because you can go out on the Internet, and boy, I tell you, they got some stuff on the Internet. Some of these people, I mean, I heard some stuff yesterday, or was it this morning? I don't know, because I'm always into the Word. Many of y'all know that. Y'all call me, and I'm always doing something. Oh, I'm kind of busy, but hey, you know. Well, family, we're going to get into some topics today because some are teaching such perverseness on simple truths. I don't understand how they can mess it up if they call themselves a teacher sent by the Most High. But we know what the Word says. The Father says, hey, I didn't send them. Many don't know what they're looking at. So what we're going to do first, family, first and foremost, let's go over. I'm going to give everybody the link where I'm reading from. That's going to be 2 Romans. Okay, Romans chapter 2, rather. Romans chapter 2. Everybody get there, please. All right. I welcome everybody. Shalom, Brother Jonathan. I see you there. And Positive Reflections and Lion 021. Shalom, shalom. Those are the names that are popping up on the chat line. Everybody else, guess, welcome. Okay, I gave everybody Romans chapter 2. I want to read our Father's Word. Family, I want to give some understanding. We're going to jump into how can you detect what is of the Father's and what is not? And how do you know? How do you know what's going to be happening in the end times? Even though Yahushua made the reference to generations of vipers, taking you back to Genesis 3:15, taking you back to the parable of the wheat and tares. People don't realize when Yahushua said, the scribes and the Pharisees are sitting in Moses' seat, when the prophets came against the lying prophets and intercession was made for his people in a way that they would be able to come back eventually, but because of the wickedness and because our people always listened to the lies and tried to kill off or shut up the Father's true people speaking. They always did it. This is a recurring pattern. Deja vu. It's the same thing over and over and over. It's the children of the flesh worn with the children of the spirit. The children of the Most High, we are of spirit. Children of the devil, they are of flesh. It comes down as simple as that. This has all been the game plan. But who are you going to hearken to? The commandments of men? Of the flesh, or the commandments of our Father, who is in heaven, Yahuwah. You know? Let's go over to Romans 2. Everybody should have it open because I gave out the link. Let's go there. I want to read with spiritual understanding and give everyone understanding. We're going to go over a lot today, so I'm going to get started. Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest does the same thing. Say, he said, if you judge and you're doing the same thing as what you're accusing that person of doing. Let's find out what he means. Verse 2, but we are sure, remember this is Paul, and he's an apostle, but we are sure that the judgment of our Father Yahuwah is according to the truth against them which commit such things. And remember, the scribes and the Pharisees were sitting in Moses' seat. They were giving the law. They were telling, hey, this is how you judge. We go back to Old Covenant, and our people were not doing righteous judgment. But the lying prophets and all the liars were out there. The prophets and the teachers and so forth, telling our people things that were the traditions of their fathers. Remember, Jeremiah 16:19. Because at the end, it's going to happen at the end. it says that they will come, these Gentiles, these lost sheep, they will come where they were scattered across the four corners of the earth, and they're going to say, hey, our fathers have taught us lies. So when we read this, it says in verse 2 again, but we, as Paul says, and he was from Yehuda, he was a Benjamite, it says, but we are sure that the judgment of our father Yahuwah is according to the truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of our father? You think that you're going to judge somebody, but yet you're doing it. You think you won't escape the judgment of Yahuwah? He says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of Yahuwah leadeth thee to repentance? That's the whole point of being longsuffering, because we know not everybody will repent. Not everyone will hear the truth. We read it last lesson. The wicked love evil. They revel in it. Broad is the way for destruction. But the long-suffering of our Father is, it tells us in the end, that until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, meaning it was talking about until the servants of the Most High, each and every one of them, get the seal of the Most High on them. Because before you have the seal of the Most High, you're dead in your sins. Before you have the seal of the Most High, you already have the mark of the beast. We all had it at one point. But we didn't know our Father. But when you wake up to the truth, that's really when it becomes a sin. When we can give you the word, reading the word, telling you that's not talking about this. We're supposed to do this according to the word. Let's read it. And you reject that, you definitely got the mark of the beast on you. Let's go a little further. But after thy hardness and impatient heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of our Father Yahuwah, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil. Of the Hebrew first, or shall I say the southern kingdom, Yehuda first, and also of the Gentile, or Ephraim, or Israel, or the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But glory, honor, and peace to every man, which is all the people of the Israelites, that worketh good, to the Yehuda first, the southern kingdom, and also to the Gentiles, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the northern kingdom. For there is no respect of persons with our Father Yahuwah. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before our Father, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the lost sheep, the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. Read that one again. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves. So which Gentiles do you think he's speaking about? Let's keep reading. It says, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts, the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Family, that takes you right back to what was going on in the Old Covenant. And it said that we were lawless, those who would not keep to the Father's true law. You see, there's a lot of laws going on around here, and we got to make the difference between those laws as well as our adversaries, okay, because we got many adversaries. The Hebrews had many adversaries. The ones that we need to be paying attention to are two types, of the serpent seed. Those are the ones that snuck in unaware and deliberately led the people astray, and the ones who are led astray because they had not the truth and the word being spoken to them put enmity between us and them. Let me go on. Verse 16. In the day when Yahuwah shall judge the secrets of men by Yahushua, according to my gospel, behold, thou art called a Hebrew or Yehuda, and restest in the law. Now remember, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were in the southern kingdom, okay? They were also in the northern kingdom, but something happened, okay, because they were sitting in Moses' seat by the time Yahushua came to Jerusalem. And who was in Jerusalem? Well, it was the southern kingdom, remember? Got to go back to understanding the end of Kings, what Jeremiah said, what Nehemiah and Ezra was speaking of, because that's when we were coming back to rebuild the temple that We're coming back to build the temple that was broken down when we had disobeyed and was taken under our first captivity in Babylon. That was King Solomon's temple. So they came back to build the temple that was there when Yahushua came. Okay? So let's go on a little further. Let's see. I'm going to pick up at 17 again. Behold, thou art called a Hebrew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of the Most High. So this was out of Yehuda. Judah was there, okay? Judah was there. And when I say Judah was there, it was because what we're seeing today comes out of Judah. Comes out of Judah. You're hearing, a lot of times when you go view Hebrew sites, you're hearing from Judah, okay, so-called black man. So it says, behold, thou art called a Hebrew, or Yehuda, and restest in the law. The law is it, and makest thy boast of our father. They will speak of our father, and knowest his will, and approvest of things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide to the blind. Remember the blind leading the blind? But these are certain, they're confident, that thou thyself art a guide to the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hath the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou, therefore, which teaches another, they're not teaching, well, put it like this, that teaches another, they're teaching the Hebrews. He says, thou, therefore, which teaches another, teachest thou not thyself? Because he's letting them know, you don't know the law. You're teaching not Yahushua, you're teaching the old law, because that's where the confusion comes. I recently listened to a lesson, and I'm going to probably put it in my notes, and I might give this example later, and I'm going to play it, because we will rebuke in this lesson as well. But they will tell you, basically, it's like what the problem is. Say when you read in a specific book, and it's letting you know this is what they did wrong. Well, because they were partial on the law, they were partial on judgment, they were partial on everything. Yeah, that was part of it, but that's not what you should have got out of that book. But when you do what they did, you omit the truth, which points back to you. So the scribes and the Pharisees gave people things of the law, like they do today. But if you're really reading what Yahushua was rebuking, Paul was rebuking through his letters, as well as the prophets, as well as what we read in the Revelations, is what they're teaching you today. So here Paul says, thou therefore, which teaches another, you're going to teach somebody else, Teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost not thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thy father. For the name of Yahuwah is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you. For the name of our Father is blasphemed among the lost sheep through you. As it is written, for circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And this is all New Covenant family. With this verse 26, it's not talking about cutting the foreskin anymore. This is of the heart, the circumcision of the heart. Because that's what Peter had problems with. When he said, eat now, Peter. Peter said, I can't eat what is unclean. And he said, I'm not talking about the food. I'm talking about the people. You're making a difference. Remember when Paul came to Peter? Peter backed away from the Gentiles, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Okay? He wasn't supposed to do that. People don't understand why there was contention between the two. Because Peter was still doing some things that were promoting the people not to get the truth. Right here it says, I'm gonna read again, 26. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision doth transgress the law? And shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision doth transgress the law? For he is not Yehuda, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. That should take you back to Revelations 2:9. But I know those who say they are Yehuda, but they're the synagogue of Satan. Right? We're going to get some more understanding on the outward appearance. They look like our people. But on the inside, what? They're full of dead men's bones. Whited sepulchers. Getting it? Let's go a little bit more. I want to go further. It says in verse 29, but he is a Yehuda from the tribe of Judah, or shall I say from the southern kingdom, which is one inwardly. And the circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of our Father. You got those who want to take you back to the letter, which is the book, and preach this and tell you this, because they were the scribes and the Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat. Now, they've led our people astray. Some of the people you see today have been led astray. You'll know them because when you reprove them with the word and show them the truth, they should get it. If they refuse to get it, well, who's their father? Who's their father? They either have to repent, and we're going to say, I want to talk about this distinction more in a couple seconds, but the point is, when you rebuke someone, it's not to say, nah, 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 I told you, you dummy. It's not for that purpose, and we don't do it for that purpose. When we do open rebuke, it's so that they can see, hey, this is what you said, and this is your understanding that you said you received from the Father. But let's look at what the word says. Give the understanding so that maybe now you can see the truth. If you still don't see, ask the Father to take the scales off your eyes so that you can come back and let the Spirit operate through you so you can hear it. Some won't do that because some of them are some of the generations of vipers Yahushua was speaking of. And some of the people who are led astray by them, they've hardened their heart to the truth. All right, family, here we go. I want to take everybody. I'm going to give everybody this link. Because, see, we're going to show you the distinction. We're going to show you where it said in many places. Even the books they took out. Even the books they took out. I'm going to take everybody. Here's your link. For those of you at home, we're reading out the Apocalypse of Abraham. Now, I'm going to the second translation, okay? It should be on your right-hand side. I just posted a link for everyone. Turn to the Apocalypse of Abraham, translation 2. I'm only going to read, family, because I want to get a point across. I mean, there's more I'm going to hit up on this later, but not today. I'm going to begin at verse 28, and I'm going to wrap it up at verse 33. So be on the right-hand translation, or the second translation. Go to the right. Go down with your screen till you get to verse 28. That's where we're going to begin. Give everybody a second to open up. And if you have a copy at home, I don't know if it'll be the exact same, but we're going to read. This is from Abraham. This is actually, I think it's Genesis 15. It picks up where Abraham had a vision. That's where the Apocalypse of Abraham can fit in if you're reading. Okay, we're going to find out about certain people, and I'm going to give the understanding. Certain people who are not of our father, certain people who they have gone in the way of Cain, but they can still come out. When we go to the second translation, I'll pick up at 28, it says, "And the Eternal Mighty One, which is an angel, said to me," which was Abraham, "Abraham, Abraham." And I said, here am I. And he said to me, "Consider from above the stars which are beneath you, and number them for me, and make known to me their number." And I said, "How can I? For I am but a man of the dust of the earth." And he said to me, "As the number of the stars and their power, so will I make your seed a nation and a people set apart from me as my own inheritance, as distinct from that of Azazel," which is the devil, okay, in Scripture. "And yet I include Azazel in my house." Now pay attention. Azazel is the devil. Let's pay attention to what he says about it. Verse 29, "And I said, O Eternal Mighty One, let your servant speak before you, and let not your anger be kindled against your chosen one. For lo, before I came up hither, Azazel inveighed against me. How then, while he is not now before you, can you constitute yourself with him?" And he said unto me, "Look now beneath your feet at the firmament and understand the creation represented and foreshadowed in this expanse, the creatures who exist upon it, and the ages prepared for it. And I saw beneath the surface of my feet, even beneath the sixth heaven and what was therein, and then the earth and its fruits, and what moved upon it, and its animate beings, and the power of its men, and the unrighteousness of some of its souls, and the righteous deeds of other spirits. And I saw the lower regions and perdition therein, the abyss and its torments, and I saw the sea and its islands, fish, and Leviathan and his dominion, his camping ground and his caves, and the world which lay above him, his movements and the destructions of the world on his account. And I saw there the streams and the rivers, and the rising of their waters, and their windings and in their courses. And I saw there the Garden of Eden and its fruits, the source of the river that issued from it, the trees and their blossoms. and the ones who behaved righteously. And I saw therein their foods and their blessedness. And I saw there a great multitude, men and women and children, half of them on the right side of the vision and half of them on the left side of the vision. And I said, O Eternal Mighty One, what is the vision and the picture of the creatures? He said to me, this is my will for those who exist in the Divine World Council, for thus it seems well-pleasing in my sight. And so afterwards, I gave commandment to them through my word. And so it came to pass that whatever I had determined to be was already planned beforehand in the picture vision before you. And it has stood before me before it was created, as you have seen. And I said, O Yahuwah, mighty and eternal, who are the people in this picture on this side and that? Most High said unto me, those who are on the left side are those born before your day and afterwards, some destined for judgment and restoration, and others for vengeance and cutting off at the end of the age. But those on the right side of the picture, they are the, wait a minute, they got a little period in there, they are the people who have been set apart for me, and whom I have ordained to be born of your line and called my people, even some of those who derive from Azazel. I did a lesson on this a long time ago, and I just knew because I didn't understand the word Gentile in the scripture. Oh, the ones who derive from Azazel, that's talking about the white man, basically, or the other nations. However you want to say it, but that's not what I'm speaking of. It tells us when he asks about the ones on the right-hand side of the picture, what the Most High says to him is, they are the people who have been set apart, okay, for me, and whom I have ordained to be born of your line and called my people, even some of those who derive from Azazel. The word derive, if you go look it up in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, you're going to get to take or get something from something else. It says to take or get something from something else. So derive is speaking of those who are spiritually deceived by the children of the devil into believing a lie. Yahushua will recover those back to the Father also. Because these were taken. Not that they were always derived, as they would like to say, oh, they belong to. No, these were taken. They were taken from Azazel. Remember, Satan deceives the whole world? We're talking about Israel. We're talking about Israel. But Yahushua said, I'm not going to lose not one that you gave me, Father. And really, that's what the whole scripture is about. Every time Israel started to go astray, Yahuwah was sent prophets to talk to his people, to show them the true way. Either they hearkened to our Father or they were led astray by certain men who crept in unaware. They were right there with Israel, right there. And I'm going to put men and women so nobody get offended. But truthfully, it was one case where there was a woman. That was in, I think, in Judah. One case where she put herself on a throne. She lasted like 2 seconds. She was out of there. But when we read in Kings, we know that there were men sitting on those thrones. When we look at those prophets, those were men back in the day. Many of the people hearken to the nonsense of like what you see today. They're telling you the daughter of Zion is a woman. And they tell you that the Father sent them. As well as you can read in Old Covenant, as well as I will see today, the Father didn't send them. He didn't send them. See, you got to be able to test the Spirit. You got to be able to read the Word, study to show yourself approved, and know the truth from the lie. So we're going to go there. So when the Most High tells Abraham, he says, but those on the right side of the picture, they are the people who have been set apart for me, and whom I have ordained to be born of your line and called my people, even some of those who derive from Azazel, even some of those taken by Azazel. Okay? So when we go, we're going to get some understanding to this. We're going to precept and give understanding within our own history book, which is now termed the Bible by the Gentiles. Okay, go to Ezekiel 13. Ezekiel 13 I will be reading out of. So everybody, give me a second. Go ahead over to Ezekiel 13. I'll get a quick sip. Lesson's really starting to get interesting now. I hope y'all paying attention. Really pray y'all paying attention to what we're speaking of here. Because they will never show you this when they like to throw the daughter of Zion and tell you to submit or tell you to keep a holiday, feast day that the father took away. They won't tell you this. Let's go there. Because we just read in the Apocalypse of Abraham that even some of those taken by Azazel, those who come out of Babylon, those who come out of confusion, if they repent when they hear the truth, even some of those will be on the side of the Most High's people. Okay, go to Ezekiel 13. Let's go there. Begin in verse 1. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of Adam, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear the word of our father Yahuwah. Now right there, boom. Many will read right over that. Many will read right over what the prophet Ezekiel had to say. Many overlook and twist and pervert through the lying prophets and the serpent seed, the scribes and the Pharisees, what Jeremiah and Isaiah is speaking of. When they go to the book of Acts, I heard that thing butchered. I really wanted to let y'all listen to this, but hey, we have time. Because the Father says those things that are hidden, that people try to do sneakily, it will be brought to light, and you will see it. Let's finish reading. I'll pick back up at verse 1 because it's good. Ezekiel 13, verse 1. And the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of Adam, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy and say unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear ye the word of our father Yahuwah. Thus said Yahuwah our father, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the desert. Ye have not gone up in the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of our father, or in the day of Yahushua. Read again, because I won't make sure y'all get it. Remember, we're talking to these lying prophets. That's who Ezekiel's speaking to. And he was actually speaking within, well, the Gentiles, the lying ones. See, the ones of Yehuda, Judah, they learned the way, and I can't find that verse, but I found it before. They learned because, well, Jeremiah 16:19 tell you, we have learned lies. Many of the prophets that were in, I shouldn't say prophets, the scribes and the Pharisees, there were some good ones there too, but they had gone away and listened to the lies of the scribes and the Pharisees, the serpent seed. So, we're looking at Israel, because if you look in the book of Kings, Israel kept sinning. And that's where the prophets of Baal was. And that's where, I mean, it's just so much in the northern kingdom. They call them Gentiles in the scriptures, in the new covenant. But that is speaking or in reference to the northern kingdom. Israel, Ephraim, same word, okay? So he says, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, Son of man, and I like to say son of Adam, because that's what Adam means, man. But what man? We ain't talking about mankind. So son of Adam, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say thou unto them that prophesy out of their own hearts, hear the word of Yahuwah our Father. Thus said Yahuwah, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gasp, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the day of battle. Okay, in the battle, in the day of our Redeemer, Yahushua. Verse 6, they have seen vanity and lying divinations. Now remember, I don't know if I've covered this yet. Well, let me watch my mouth, okay. They have seen vanity. That takes you back to Jeremiah 16:19. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, the Most High said, and Yahuwah has not set them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Y'all understand what's going on here? I'll read it again. Remember, this family is generational. These lying prophets, these scribes and Pharisees, the serpents, generational. Every generation had them. But every generation always had a remnant also. Know that. That's why you're hearing the truth today. Let's go there again. One more time. Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gasp, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of our brother in Yahushua. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, Yahuwah said it, and the Most High hath not sent them, and they have made others to hope that they would confirm the word. Have ye not seen a vain vision? Because I tell you, many, listen to the visions. I can put, y'all know I can go some places. They will tell you they had a vision. Hey, the Father gave me this vision. Don't listen to them. Have ye not seen a vain vision, and have ye not spoken a lying divination? Whereas ye say, the Most High saideth it, albeit I have not spoken. Therefore thus said Yahuwah our Father, because ye have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I'm against you, said our Father. And mine hand shall be upon the prophet that see vanity and that divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, neither shall they be written in the writings of the house of Israel. Neither shall they enter into the land of Israel. That's the promised land. That's in the Jerusalem. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. Verse 10. Because they have seduced my people. They've seduced them with witchcraft, with lies, with divinations, with fake visions and prophecies and all this stuff, teachings. Because even they have seduced my people, saying, peace. And there was no peace. And one built up a wall, and lo, others daubed it with untempered mortar. Say unto them which daubed it with untempered mortar, that is shall fall. There shall be an overflowing shower, and ye, O great hailstones, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. Lo, when the wall is fallen, shall it not be said unto you, where is the daubing wherewith ye have daubed it? Therefore thus said Yahuwah our Father, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and great hailstones in my fury to consume it. You ain't getting out of nothing. You can lie and say the Father said, but the truth is going to come out. The truth is going to come out. Verse 14, so I will break down the wall that ye have dubbed with untempered mortar, and bring it down to the ground, so that the foundations thereof shall be discovered. And it shall fall, and ye shall be consumed in the midst thereof. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. Thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have dubbed it with untampered mortar, and will say unto you, the wall is no more. No, will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that dubbed it. To wit, the prophets of Israel which prophesy concerning Jerusalem. Now this was back, this particular part, but you can always take it forward because it's a repetitive action. Okay, this is a repetitive action. This right here is when they were, through the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, when they came to make the temple. You can also take it back, if you'd like to the first time they made the temple. Okay, because there's more than one temple that was built. But we're looking at the second temple here. So it says, to wit, the prophets of Israel, which prophesy concerning Jerusalem, and which see visions of peace of her, for her, and there is no peace, saith our father. Likewise, thou son of Adam, set thy face against the daughter of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them. Let's see what he says. And say, thus said, I don't know why they keep calling, oh my goodness. Okay, I don't know if y'all can hear that beep, 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 but it's on my phone like crazy. I'm going to have to tell my children's friends not to call during this time. They know it, but there's new ones here. Okay, getting back to the word, where was I at? 18. No, 17. I'm going to go to 17, family. Likewise, thou son of Adam, set thy face against the daughters of thy people, which prophesy out of their own heart, and prophesy thou against them, and say, thus said Jehovah, woe to the woman that, here it goes, pay attention, woe to the woman that sews pillows to all armholes, and make kerchiefs upon the head of every stature, to hunt souls, and I should say to hunt spirits, because we are spirits. Will ye hunt the spirit of my people, and will ye save the spirit alive or the souls alive that come unto you? And will ye pollute me among my people for a handful of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the spirits that should not die, and to save the souls alive that should die, they should not live, rather, by your lying to my people that hear your lies. Now, when you get to Christianity, they're going to talk about this in Ezekiel from we pick up at verse 18 to 21. This is talking about rapture. No, baby, this ain't talking about no rapture. Remember, we're talking about the lying prophets who prophesy out of their own hearts. You know, they have visions and dreams and divination. They do all kind of witchcraft. You don't even know it. But they were not sent by the Father, but they're telling the people this. When they were telling the people peace, peace, whew, that's when they were overtaken because the people kept sinning. They didn't warn the people. Many say they warn you today, but they ain't warning you for what you really need to know, which is what they're teaching you. I don't know how to say it any better than that. They're not giving you spiritual understanding. They're giving you of the Torah, of the law. Same thing we just read a little while ago. Speaking the law. Have you not taught yourself the law? We're talking about there's two laws. There's the law of the old covenant and the new covenant, which Yahushua came to fulfill. That's why when I tell you, if they're going with the old law, which brings death, and not accepting a new covenant, which is the fulfillment of the law by Yahushua that brings life, if they can't put Yahushua in the equation when they talk about baptism, when they talk about vessels being used, both men and women could both be used. If they don't know that Paul was reading letters of rebuking of what they were doing, many have already learned to lie, family. Many have already learned to lie. They're excluding Yahushua. That's the end of Matthew 23, where they said, you know, his brothers, they came and took him away. That's what the scribes and the Pharisees were doing. They were bribing the people, bribing Edom, everybody, because they didn't want people to accept the truth that Yahushua did resurrect If he resurrects, the new covenant's in place. And that means that we have eternal life. But everything is spiritual because he came for fulfillment of the prophets, a fulfillment of the law. That was done away with, but it's spiritual. It's different. But ye shall know the mother fruit, because if not teaching and preaching Yahushua, the new covenant, the law in the spirit, they are not, as they put it in the scriptures, sons of God. They're not Yahushua's children. Let me keep going because I want y'all to get this. I want y'all to get it. Let me see if I can go back up because I got to refresh some people's memory, including my own. When I was talking about even some of those who derive from Azazel, okay, people have to understand how is it that even some of those who derive from Azazel, when we go to Ezekiel 13, I'm going to pick back up at verse 20. Now remember, Ezekiel was talking about these lying prophets, these lying teachers. They just lied to the people, and the people believed it. Now, when we get down to verse 20, and I'm going to read 20 to 23, pay attention. Wherefore thus saith Yahuwah, behold, I'm against your pillars. No, I want to read, I want to read 18 through 23 because you got to get it all. Now, like I told you, this is where the people have taken in Christianity. It's talking about a rapture. You ain't talking about no rapture. Pay attention. Verses 18 to 23. And said, thus said Yahuwah, our father, woe to the woman. Remember that we talk about a woman in Revelation. We ain't talking about no virtuous woman in Revelations now, because we went over that lesson for that virtuous woman. Israel wasn't no virtuous woman, because if she was, she would have not been scattered. We would not be here talking today. So they keep bringing reference to this woman. Check it out. Woe to the woman that soweth pillows to all armholes and maketh kerchief upon every head of every stature to hunt spirits. Because we are spirits in a vessel. Will ye hunt the spirit of my people? And will ye save the souls alive that come to you? Or I should say spirits still. Are you going to do, you can't save nobody. And will ye pollute me among my people for a handful of barley and pieces of bread? Because they do it for gain, for lucre, filthy lucre. They lie to people. Make sure you buy my tape. Make sure you come out here and buy a garb. Get a calendar. Do this, do that. You know, they have always these conventions and all this stuff where you got to come in and pay this money. You ain't hearing no truth there because the Father didn't send them. Check it out, family. And will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the, and we say the bodies, that should not die, to slay the people who should not die, and to save the people alive that should not live by your lying to my people that hear your lies. Verse 20, wherefore thus said our father Yahuwah, behold, I'm against your pillows, wherewith ye there hunt the spirits to make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms and will let the spirits go, even the spirits that ye hunt to make them fly. Your kerchiefs also will I tear and deliver my people out of your hands, and they shall be no more in your hands to be hunted. And ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. Now, these particular people are the people of the Most High. But Most High said to Yahushua, or rather Yahushua told us in the Word, in the New Covenant, that he was speaking to his Father. He said, Father, I'm not going to lose not one that you gave me. You wonder why the Father's long-suffering, because some people, the dry bones have been blown on. They kind of get it, not too much. Then you got to give them some more of the scripture. And then they start to say, well, wait a minute. Oh, I'm starting to get it. They humble down to the Father. The Father has now watered the seed that we had planted through the Word. And their scales are starting to be removed from their eyes, and they come into the truth. He's long-suffering. He's waiting until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled, until all those who are of Azazel come back to him. He said, I'm going to rip and tear. I'm against your pillows. Wherewith ye hunt my people to make them fly, and I will tear them from your arms. You ain't getting them. And will let the spirits, or my people rather, go, even the spirits that ye hunt to make them fly. Okay? You getting it? Verse 22, because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad. Just like when they tell the woman all this nasty stuff about herself. That's not what the scripture talking about. You know, you got a homie, you got to do this, you got to do this. And the most, look, Jeroboam took the basis of men and told them, boom, you the new preachers and teachers, and you're going to do the works of the Father. You the priest. They tell you today in 2014, oh, you're a man. You got something dangling between your legs. That makes you a teacher instantly. You're supposed to teach. And what comes out of some of these people's mouth is utter nonsense, is ridiculous, is an abomination. And it does make the children of Israel, at least I would pray all of the true children of Israel, sad when they hear that. But it says, let me just go there again. I want to hit on something. Because with your lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad. Because, see, that's why I said when you read the word, anybody reading the word to you and it's grievous to you, you hear them from a serpent seed. Because when I'm going to read this for you, you ain't going to be sad about it. It's nothing but good stuff for the children of the Most High. But some, you go to these lessons, it seems like some of them, not all, they like to tell the children of Israel how they're just nasty and filthy every single time they have a lesson. Others, they're partial on the law. And it's for filthy lucre, and it's also for lustful ways. And it grieves the spirit. Some will tell you got to flee, knowing you ain't got no money. How you going to flee? People out there trying to borrow and sell and do everything to flee out of America because it's supposed to be Babylon. So it says, because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hand of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked ways. Okay? By promising him, you're promising him life. You're saying, I'm building this civilization. You're going to learn how to live out in the wilderness. This, you're going to live righteously. We're rebuilding a nation. You know, woman, submit yourself. Man, stand up and do what you're supposed to do and teach. Put that woman in subjection. You know, they'll go to the letters of Paul and say, well, a woman can't ask anything. Ask your husband at home. You see, for people who came out of Christianity, we at least knew we had a chance in there. But when you come into being in the supposed to be Hebrew walk of life, now this woman is a slave? She can't praise the Father and speak his word? What? You know? Because with lies ye have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hands of the wicked, that he should not return from his ways. Because a lot of this stuff that's beneficial to those who are doing the lying, it really is a one-way thing. Remember when the scribes and the Pharisees said that Yahushua was a devil because he cast out spirits? Yahushua said, how can Satan get rid of Satan? A house divided cannot stand. So what they do is they bring in division to separate that house and make it fall. The house of Israel is getting separated, not because of the two kingdoms, no, but by the lying scribes and Pharisees who take it to the law, not understanding the law themselves. Paul said, have you taught yourself? You need to reteach yourself because you're not understanding the law. But when you put a division among the people, the house cannot stand, the house of Israel. I hope y'all getting it. Because with your lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and strengthened the hand of the wicked, that he should not return from his wicked way. By promising life, you're saying, hey, if you flee over to wherever, you know, get out of Babylon because it's going to be destroyed, you know, I'm promising you life over here, because, see, Babylon, America, what they tell you, the lying scribes and Pharisees, it's going down. You better get out of here quick. Oh, for those of you who understand that America's not Babylon, they'll tell you this. Well, you got to learn to stockpile and get some guns and do this and do that. We have to have these feast days. We have to do this. We have to practice this. You know, we have to. That's what they'll tell you. They say that if you do this, then you'll have life. Then you'll get the salvation. Father would tell you, if you ask him right now, that's true, because I would tell those people, I didn't send them to tell you that mess. Therefore, ye shall see no more vanity, nor divine divisions. Talking to lying scribes and Pharisees. For I will deliver my people out of your hand, and ye shall know that I am Yahuwah. When he says that in verse 23, therefore ye shall see no more. Talking to the liars, all those who want to say they, the Father sent them divinations, they got visions, all this crap. He says, for I will deliver my people, these are the Most High's people, out of Azazel's hand, out of the devil. Maybe you don't know who the devil is. If you go back to John 8, when Yahushua was talking to him, he said, ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. So when we're talking about devils here, family, we're talking about the lineage of Cain. So this Azazel that they speak of, you take it back to Genesis. We're going to go there in a second, but that's who we're talking about. Azazel, the devil, that puts a division. Go look up the word, what is it? Gentiles, means division. Okay, let's go back. It says, therefore ye shall see no more vanities nor divinations or divine divinations. The Father tells us that he will deliver his people out of their hands. Okay? That is the precept that you needed for the complete understanding of the apocalypse of Abraham, when Abraham asked the Most High about those on the right-hand side. He says, they are the people who have been set apart for me and whom I have ordained to be born of your line and called my people. Then he says, even some of those who derived or were taken from Azazel, from the devil. I pray y'all got that. Pray y'all got it. We got to go further. I ain't done yet. We just getting hot. I pray I got enough time. I'm looking at my time. Ooh. Oh, boy, I tell you. But you got to hear this. You got to hear this. What we're going to do, family, I want to make sure that I do everything and I have a good voice to do it, because I got a lot to go through. We're going to be going to Matthew 24 next, but we will play a little MP3 to give me a break, okay? Now, this I played before. A lot of people got really, really upset behind it, because I understand. Because I'm going to give you an example of the understanding, the mindset of some of the lying scribes and Pharisees, those who are the generation of vipers, those who are ancestors, or should I say ancestors, but descendants of those who killed the prophets. Let's get a little bit of give you a little bit of taste of how they think, how they believe. It's crazy, but hey, let me see if I can find it real quick. I should have had it. Yeah, it's called Booty. This is what goes out, and this is just their vision of what they see, of what they understand the scriptures to be. Take a listen, family. It's about 3 minutes long. Then we'll come back.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I think politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible. We're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when, violence is gonna have to take its place. And And I'm going to read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon thee shall I give for prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. You know, when a nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, and every nation is going to have our booty when it comes to women. You Israelite women, y'all ain't gonna be shit y'all can say about this, because it's gonna be righteous. You know, the scripture back it up. We're gonna have women from the tribe of Moab, from the tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's gonna be Judah. That's going to be my wife, but now these other women going to be concubines. And the Judah woman, her head going to be all the way down, you know, to the, it's going to be so damn long, it's going to be like a blanket. So when I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, and I'm going to be, while I'm be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem. I'm gonna be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
All right, y'all heard it. I just want to take a little break. I want y'all to get that. I know, oh my goodness, when you hear stuff like that, some people believe that. You will be shocked at the number of views and likes that were received from that video. That's all I got to say. You would be really shocked because many people don't know, you know, I don't really know how people go about studying or what they, you know, I don't understand. Why is this? I do understand some stuff. Put it like this. The Father said you can put slumber on people's eyes. But, boy, that's just, you come out of Christianity, you deceive, but come on now. That's just utter nonsense. The kingdom is going to be full of righteousness. And nobody is sitting on no little throne like that. It just ain't happening. Okay. Woo! Let me go on. And, y'all know, oh, boy, there's so much I want to say, but I hold my tongue. Okay, I'm going to hold my tongue. But y'all know better than that. Shoot. Okay. Now, let's learn. We're going to go to Matthew 24. Everybody go ahead. Go over to Matthew 24. Open up. Let's learn a little more about how those from the devil will lay the snare for Yahuwah's people in the end times. You need to know this. First of all, has this already occurred? And is it still occurring? Let's find out. I want everybody to flip over to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, I'm going to pick up at verse 1. And I'm going to highlight what needs to be highlighted. You'll hear me repeat it. Maybe three times, to make sure you get it. Verse 1, and Yahushua went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Yahushua said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now, we know this is speaking of the siege of Jerusalem, right? Yahushua was prophesying, letting them know. Verse 3, and as Yahushua sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Yahushua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Let me repeat that part again. What does Yahushua try to tell the people, especially his disciples? Because he's been telling our people the whole time. The apostles still kept preaching the same message. Don't be deceived. Don't allow yourself to be deceived. Yeshua said unto his disciples, take heed that no man deceive you. That's the first thing he said right after privately the disciples spoke to him, saying, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? The number one thing he told his disciples was, take heed that no man deceive you. Don't let nobody deceive you. Check it out, family. For many shall come in my name, saying, don't get the scriptures, the English mixed up with what he's saying. The word, we could read it, it says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now, check it spiritual. What is he saying? He says, for many are going to come saying that they're coming in my name, saying, I am the Savior. I can give you salvation. Follow me. I am sent by the Most High. I'm speaking his words. Many going to say that to you. And they're going to deceive many. Because remember, broad is that way. They're going to deceive many. Many people will be deceived because somebody is telling them salvation. But it's not the truth of the salvation that's written by the resurrection of Yahushua. Think on that. Many will be deceived. And how will they be deceived? Because they are going to listen to those who they think are in authority, who are giving them the word from the Most High. Let's go a little further. Verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. That's why I don't go into what's going on into the world. Many people have special days where they go into politics and what's happening around the world. These things always been happening, family, and that's not what they want you to look at when you're trying to figure out end times. Because it's always been happening. Always. You know, Yeshua said, be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end's not here yet. Let's go on. He tells us, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then he goes back to his disciples he's speaking to. He says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. The ones who were teaching the truth of Yahushua's resurrection, everything spiritual, the new covenant. But who is hating who? This is our history book. This is our history book. Just like they didn't have faith when Yahushua was there, just like they didn't believe the prophets that the Most High set in the old covenant, just like the apostles, many of them, beaten, stoned, killed. For teaching the Father's word, Yahushua's new covenant, his truth. Let's go on. I hope y'all getting it. It tells us, verse 10, and then shall many be offended, because the truth is going to come out. Not the first, like they said, the Antichrist come first. Well, not those who, the Antichrist just means against Yahushua. They're against the truth. Okay? And we know Paul said there's many of them out there. Even during the time of Paul, they were that they used the word Antichrist, scribes and Pharisees. They used the word serpent seed from the beginning, Cain's genealogy. They'll use lying prophets. All these are the same words because they're all against the truth, all of them. So it says, and then shall many be offended, because when they get the truth from the people who try to speak the spiritual understanding, the spiritual truth of what Yahushua came here to do, which is set us free, make us free, bring back the two kingdoms together, give us all the opportunity to come back to our Father by believing on him, asking for repentance through Yahushua to our Father, praying directly to our Father through Yahushua. Understanding through the set-apart spirit that is now among us and operating at that spirit to get to the truth that's going to set us free, make us free. All right, so it says, many are going to get offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. This goes right back to when they speak of who is your enemy in the scripture that we need to be praying for, not the ones who's trying to kill us off. You know who those are. I ain't got to tell you. We're talking about the enemies that are our brethren, but they're enemies to us because of the word, because of the false teaching of the serpent seed, the lying scribes and Pharisees. Okay? The wolves in sheep clothing. We can go some more places with that one. Anyhow, here's where it goes. It says, and when many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Okay? Many of them. When you see all these things happen, many false prophets shall arise. They had a handful, but now you have many, many antichrists. That's what Paul was talking about later as we read Paul's letters, his epistles. Many false prophets shall arise. They're here today, and they shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, and love of many shall wax cold. But he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, in all the Hebrews, whether we're scattered, no matter where, for a witness unto all nations, the 12 tribes. And then shall the end come when this happens. Now pay attention. Verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet, by Daniel the prophet, stand in the set-apart place. Now, you better get to understanding your bodies are vessels. I'm going to leave that part right there. We're not ready to do that today, but I'm going to leave that there. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, standing in the set-apart place, whoso readeth, let him understand. This is all spiritual. That's why he says, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let, now it goes back to before the siege of Jerusalem. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down and take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. We're talking about the siege of Jerusalem there. Pay attention. Verse 20. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the day of rest, the Shabbat day. Remember the flight we just read about in Ezekiel, how those lying prophets were trying to make the Most High's people fly. Remember? But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Shabbat day. The Shabbat day is only special to the children of the kingdom because it was on the Shabbat day that the first of the called, the first spirit that was with the Father came into a vessel that was formed from the dust of the ground. On this special day of rest that was put aside just so that the Father could form his children. Remember, we're talking about children from the Most High and children from the devil. You know, we're talking about two separate entities. If all we're talking about is bodies being vessels, we already know the scripture tells us, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. But when we go to the parable of the wheat and tare, many don't get the tare or the serpents. It says that the enemy came in and planted a seed. He planted it right there with the wheat, the Hebrews, and he went his way. If your bodies are vessels, the seed he planted was something that didn't have a spirit that was sent from above. He planted something else in there. And then we just talked about the devil, Azazel. The Father said, even some of those who derive from Azazel, even some of those that Satan's children, the devil's children, even some of those that they have led astray, I'm going to get them back. You ain't getting them. Even some of those will be counted for his. So that's why people have the opportunity to repent when you hear the garbage. You're right there with the mark 666 just strung out on your forehead. And you definitely are doing works with your hands. You're supporting the truth, too. You may. Why is it that if you really look at, pay attention to what's going on, the wicked are able to flourish? And they will tell you, I'm flourishing because I'm being blessed by the Father. You see, the whole thing is, if you're reading and understanding what's going on, you already know, dang, why you? Because that's a lie what you're saying. So Father wouldn't push that lie and make you flourish. Maybe the God of this world, maybe he would do that. Just something to think on, family. Let me go ahead. I don't want to finish up there. Let's go back to the end. It says, after we read about verse 20, it says 21, for then shall be great tribulation, talking about this end time, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, not nor ever shall be. This is going to be it. This is the end time, right? For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. We know the great tribulation is talked about in the end time, but we know that they went through a tribulation as well for the siege of Jerusalem. But he's letting us know this one right here is going to be it. It's going to be off the hook. Be ready. Be ready. This is going to be off the hook. So it says, 22, except those days, it's in time, except those days should be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Because what's getting ready to hit this earth, woo, you got all of Israel's enemies. You got the Gentile Goyim. You got those who have went into the way of Cain. And you got the serpent seed all against the Most High's people. If they're not getting killed by the sword from the enemy by using our book, you got the Goyim, got weapons of mass destruction, tasers, guns, all this other stuff to come get your behind. You better have the protection and the full armor of the Most High on to defeat this battle. You got to have your who on your side. You got to have the truth. Because what's going to go on when Yahushua, right before he comes, that great tribulation, ooh, you got all enemies against you. Let's go a little further. It tells us, where was I at? Give me a second. Okay, I'm going to read 22 again. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man, if anyone shall say unto you, lo, here is salvation, or here is where you can be redeemed. Come, dip yourself in some water. Put your tassels on. We gotta do a rehearsal. This is your salvation. The law is your salvation, bringing you back to the Torah and not to Yahushua's new covenant. Or there. Believe it not. Don't listen to these people. They're not going to say the exact word. Oh, some people do not know that, but they're not going to say, I'm Yahushua. No, they're not going to say that like that. But that's the word, here is Yahushua. What did Yahushua represent? He is what we're looking for. He's our redeemer, our salvation. So it's the act. That's what these people are doing. You're looking for somebody who's actually going to tell you, oh, here's Christ. Oh, no, there's Christ. No, don't look for that, baby. Use your spiritual understanding. Operate out the spirit. What are they telling you? They're telling you they have salvation, and they don't have it. They don't have it. For there shall arise false Christ is what they put in there. Many people say that's Antichrist. I'm sorry, family. I get so excited. I had to take a sip. It says in verse 24, for there shall arise those who are against the word, false Christ. They're going to pretend like they have salvation. They ain't got no salvation. They're false. It's all fake. It says, and false prophets. Those are your teachers. You got false teachers. And shall show great signs and wonders. You know, people look at this stuff and they think in exorcist type of stuff, stuff that's just unbelievable. We're going to get to the spiritual understanding of what these people are going to be doing. I'm going to give it to you. Hold on. We're going to read in the Word. You're going to get it. It says, for there shall arise false saviors and false and lying prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. That's how good they're going to be. It says, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert. Hey, don't go, don't go, don't go. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. If they tell you to flee out of so-called America, Babylon, to this place, don't go with them. No, 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 I'm warning you in the word. Don't go. What's going to be the signs of the end? These people going to pop up, tell you that. They're going to tell you you can't get saved unless you got a man over you. When there's only one mediator between the people and the Father, and that's that man, Yahushua. They're going to tell you, I'm building this little civilization. If you're not going to be in this civilization when things go crazy out here, you ain't coming in. This is your salvation. If you don't buy a gun, Father can't take care of you now. They ain't going to say that, but that's what they're saying. If you don't stockpile, if you don't buy this gun, if you don't ship your little dirty self somewhere and get out of America, Babylon, oh, because that's your salvation, tells us, believe them not. For as lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. It's always about you're trying to get people trying to make their own salvation, and they're listening to lying prophets and those who are against Yahushua's teachings, the second, the new covenant. That's what is going to deceive the people. They're going to think they got the truth because these people are going to be reading out the same book. And they're reading only with the flesh and giving you a flesh understanding, going back to the Torah where it told us the law had death, the new covenant, the fulfillment of the law. That's with Yahushua. That's where the life was. Tells us, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Because that's it for you. Don't follow these people. Warnings, warnings, warnings. You got to know what the serpent seed look like. You got to know what they're going to try to do. Let's go further. We got to go more. We got to take in more. We got to understand about the fire coming down from heaven. Now, why I say that? We know that every time Most High spoke to his people, especially when it had to do with sacrifices, it was fire that came down from heaven. Fire. When it was an acceptable offering. Let's go some places. Because it tells us, let me go back just a little bit. I want to make sure I get it. I should have highlighted this when I didn't, but I'm going to find it. Give me a second. Okay. When it talks about after all these lies and these people going to be lying to you and all this stuff, it says in verse 27, for as lightning cometh down out of the east. We know it's coming out of heaven. We know that's Yahushua. In the old covenant, we saw fire come down over the tabernacle. That was the Most High. It represented that. Now, check this out, family, and I know y'all going to appreciate this, but I pray y'all get it. Understand about the fire coming down from heaven, what this is about. How does it tie into the beginning of times and the end of times? You talk about this fire, check it out, that's going to come down from heaven. The set apart and the serpent seed. This fire is going to distinguish a lot of that. What is it that we need to be paying attention to that will be done in order to deceive the Most High's people by those of Cain's lineage? a lot of this stuff has to do with that fire. But you're going to get the understanding. We're going to go there in the scripture. We're going to take you guys first to, and this is why I say these are going to be some long, we're probably going to hit 3 hours for this, the lesson, because it's so good, I would hate to break it down. If I had to tell you, okay, that's all we're going to do, we're going to cut it off now, this is the best part coming up yet. Let me see, I'm going to look at my chat line and see where I am. If I don't have that many people, let's see. Oh, shoot, I got to go on. There's too many people there. Woo! All right, well, I'm glad that you guys want to hear the truth. 646-595-4111. Okay, because in about 15 minutes, you're getting ready to get cut off. And I'm going to read this stuff. Y'all going to get it. Y'all going to get it. Trust me, you're going to get it. We're taking it to our Father's Word. You're going to find out about this fire because Revelation speaks about a fire that a false lying sign and wonder that this one beast will be able to do in the end. I hope you get it. First, I got to take you to Elijah and the prophets of Baal. Okay, let's read about that because, see, if you don't understand that, the devil always has a counterfeit of what is the Most High, what's righteous, just like the sacrifices we've been reading about in the Book of Kings. There's always something that, oh, well, like Paul said, they're teaching the law, but they're teaching the law not according to our Father's word, because the Father brought his Son here to fulfill what we couldn't keep in the flesh through the law that was bringing death and sin on us. So he put his spiritual, there's life. And people don't want to understand that. It's so clear, so simple. But here, let's go to these. It's always been happening. Let's read about it. First Kings. Everybody open up to First Kings and go over to chapter 18. Okay? I'm going to be reading beginning at verse 17 all the way down to 40. Because you got to get some understanding about this fire, because it's mentioned in Revelations as a revealing to you. So if you haven't caught on to what they're talking about, you're going to catch on to it now. First Kings 18, 17 through 40. And it came to pass when Ahab, now this was Ahab who was in the northern kingdom, Israel, Ephraim, Samaria, all the same word, the northern kingdom. So when Ahab saw Elijah, that Elijah said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? Ahab was telling the prophet that was sent by the Most High, are you the one that's troubling Israel? They never wanted the truth. Just like today, someone come over and ask me, are you, Sister George, are you the one that's troubling our people? Where's your head covering at? You know, be quiet. Humble yourself. They will not accept who the Most High's people are who were set from above for this end time period, woken up in a vessel. See, the vessel is just a body, but when the spirit, just like when Yahushua came out the water and the spirit of the dove-like thing fell on them. See? Everything has to happen in its dispensation of time. It's always been happening. It's always been happening to our people throughout our history. Now, let's see what he says to them. It says, it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of Most High, and thou hast followed Balaam. Many will tell you today, we're not following Balaam. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Because everything was prescribed to happen in a certain way, in a certain place, and the Most High picked out those people. Okay? And we can go even further than that. We discontinue from our heritage. The Father took a lot of the things, anything with the works, he took it away. We just read about it in the first lesson. Go back and listen. So, let's go further. Verse 19. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the grove 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? That's like what we got going on today, two opinions. If Yahuwah be our father, follow him. But if Baal, or whatever you think you're worshiping, that's telling you to divide Israel, that's telling you to ship yourself to a different destination because America's Babylon, that's telling you that the Father sent them, but they can't understand any spiritual truth in the scripture, you know. Hey, we're going to listen to what Elijah had to say. He said, he came to the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Father, Yahuwah, be our Father, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They didn't answer anything to him. It says, Elijah said unto the people, I only remain a prophet of our Father Yahuwah, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it into pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call upon the name of my Father. And the true creator, the true one that brings fire, he's going to answer by fire. Let him be the Most High Yahuwah. Let him be the true creator. And all the people answered and said, it was well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning, even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us! But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Neither he is talking, either he is talking or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awakened. Cry out loud. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lassets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. It said that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Most High that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom, and the sons of Jacob, we know that those are the different tribes. There was 12 of them. He says, unto whom the word of our father came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahuwah. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain two measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid them on the wood and said, fill four barrels of water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. It came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yahuwah, father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is called Israel, let it be known this day that thou art Yahuwah, the Father in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Father Yahuwah, hear me, that this people may know that thou art Yahuwah, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Most High fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, O Yahuwah, he is our Father. He is the Father. He is our Father. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Now this is going to let you know what's going to happen to those lying prophets in the very end. Because remember, what's going to come down from heaven? What's going to destroy? Fire. But it will not come nigh unto anything that is covered by the Most High, that is for the Most High, that is called by the Most High. But the lying prophets, those who follow them, and you know what's going to happen to the rest of the nations. They don't obey. Poof! Up in smokes. Family, that was an example given to you because you got to know something about this fire. We ain't even there yet. We got about 3 minutes. I want to go some more places with this fire because I'm going to wrap this up very nicely. Let me first give that number again, 646-595-4111. Getting ready to take you to Revelations, family. We're getting ready to get some understanding about this fire. I'm going to take you back to Genesis. You're going to understand. You want to know about Revelations? We're going to take you there. Because if you're not looking within the gate, if you're not, I mean, yes, we know the other nations were there. What's most important, the Father's trying to let you know. Something was with our people all along. Something has led our people astray. The Father told us, in the apocalypse of Abraham, the ones, these are mine, and even some of those that derive from Azazel will be counted as mine. So the ones who have learned the lie, they better come out of the lie, but you got to know what you're looking for, right? We're going to get to that. We have about a minute left. The number is 646-595-4111 for those of you who would not be joining us for the third hour. And I'm going to try to keep it short, but I can tell you now, this is such a good lesson, I don't want to stop it. I don't want to chop it up. While we're on a roll, with the truth, I want to keep it going so that you get it, okay? And then we're going to close it up. Less than a minute left, so you can call in 646-595-4111. And what I will do, family, since I'm waiting for all this noise on my end to stop because it keeps stopping me, I'm going to play a quick song. We'll be back in a few minutes. Get you something to drink. We're going to enjoy this. You're going to get some understanding about Revelations. Here we go, family. Here's a song. I'll be right back.
Everybody loves love.
Why?
right. We're back. Hey, family, we're in the third hour. We're talking about, this is lesson two, the serpent seed. They are not all Israel, which are of Israel. So we want to get back to it. Last thing we were talking about was the fire, okay? The fire has something special to do, and it's more of a metaphor, family, when you talk about it in Revelations. But we're going to bring all that together to a head, give you some understanding. You're going to start to pick up what the mark of the beast is. As we go along, I'm sure many of your heads are starting to work. You're operating out the spirit. When you read the scripture, take it spiritual, understand what is being said. Don't look at those exact words, because sometimes the words are a metaphor. What did that person represent? What did this, the fire, represent? We're going to get to that. Let's go to Revelations. Everybody open up to Revelations 13. I'm going to read verses 9 through 14. Okay, Revelations 13. We're talking about this fire. Let's get some understanding of what it says. It's kind of like a warning, a hint, okay, when it talks about this fire. We are talking about the serpent seed family. You got to know about the lying scribes, the Pharisees, the generation of vipers, the false prophets. You got to understand what the Father was speaking about with Azazel in the book of the Apocalypse of Abraham, which I'm sure was in the manuscripts, because it blends in with Genesis 15, speaking of Abraham's vision. You got to understand what took place in the very beginning. We're going to go there. Let's pick it up at Revelation 13. I'm going to begin reading at verse 9. If anyone, any Hebrew, if you have an ear, hear, okay? If any man have an ear, let him hear. Anyone that is a Hebrew, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword, which is the word, must be killed with the sword, with the word. He that allows, or he that leadeth into captivity, I'm going to go into captivity. He that is killed with the word, the word's killing them because it's not the true word. They must be killed with the word. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast come up out of the earth, came out of where everybody was. And why the earth? Think about it, family. Why the earth? What was man taken from? The dust of the ground, right? That's the earth. So it says, verse 11, and I beheld another beast come up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. So he looked like a lamb. He looked like a sheep. He looked like Yehuda. It says that this one that came out of the earth, this beast, had two horns like a lamb. And he spake like a dragon. We go to Revelations, we know the beast, the dragon, that old serpent called the devil, this, that. It's all the same thing. Just understand metaphors. But it's letting us know that this beast right here is going to look like a lamb. Now, you take that and try to blend that in with Esau and Rome, please. That's not what it's talking about. We hear about the wolves in sheep clothing all the time. Sheep clothing, sheep is the flock. Wolf is something that shouldn't be in it. But externally, look just like the people. Revelations 2:9-9. I hope y'all understanding it. But it tells us. Let's go on just a little bit further. So they have this beast that's coming out of the earth, has two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. It tells us that in verse 12, this beast exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast. I'm not going to go into what the first beast is now because I want to show you something pertaining to the fire. But pay attention what this one will do. It says that he will get the people to worship the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. Because see, remember, the end time is a thing about deception. They believe they're worshiping our Father, but really they're worshiping the first beast, okay, whose deadly wound was healed, okay? The beast, first beast, look, the beast was healed. It never went nowhere. You just believe it went somewhere, but it never went nowhere. Let's go to verse 13. What does this beast that looks like one of the flock, a sheep, but it speaks like a dragon? It says in verse 13 that this beast doth great wonders, so that this beast maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of the children of Adam, the cult lineage. I'm going to say it again. This beast that came out of the earth, they didn't say nothing about this beast having the breath of life in it, but he came out of the earth. Okay, understand Genesis 3 and 4 and 5 as well. But anyhow, this one beast that came out of the earth, he had two horns like a lamb. He resembled the lamb, but he spake as a dragon. Now he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Because it really never went away. Okay? It says in verse 13, he doth great wonders. These are not great wonders because it's sent from the Most High. These are great wonders because it's a lie. It says, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of children of the Most High. He maketh fire. Remember the worshipers of Baal, the priests, they couldn't do that. But something now, they can do certain things. How is it they're making fire come down from heaven? Because every time we go reading scripture where fire come down from heaven, we know it was sent by the Most High. But this beast that looked like a lamb that came out of the earth, but it spake like a dragon, he's able to make, in the sight of the Hebrews, believe a lie. He's going to make this great sign, or this, I don't want to say great sign, but great wonder, that fire is coming down from heaven. So this is the Most High here, okay? Now, by him doing that, he deceiveth them that dwelled on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth. Remember, we're talking, this is our history book. You better be looking at Israel. That they should make an image. Remember, an image is nothing but a vessel. Know that. That they should make a vessel, okay, an image to the beast. Been wounded by sword, by the word, and did live. I'll take you back for a second. In the Apocalypse of Abraham, chapter 17, on the first translation side, verse 17, verse 1 tells you, and while Abraham was still speaking, or this angel was still speaking to Abraham, behold, the fire cometh towards us round and about, and a voice was in the fire like a voice of many waters. So we know that this came from the Father. It tells us that it was in the form of fire. Now, why are we speaking of fire? Why is it important to understand the fire which comes down from heaven, from Yahuwah? Because some will and have already been deceived by the strange fire. Now, what do I mean? Let's go to Matthew 24. Remember, it told us, and except those days should be cut short, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. If any person shall say unto you, lo, here, this is from the Father, this is where your salvation is, this is Yahushua, or there, believe it, don't believe it, believe it not. For there shall arise false teachers, false prophets, and they shall show great signs and wonders, just like we just read in Revelations. They're going to show some great wonders. They're going to make fire come from heaven, which represented something from our Father. So it says that they shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Now, isn't that the same thing as Revelation just told us? Well, let's go a little further. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert. America's Babylon, we got to go flee to this place, this part of the United States or the other part of the world. Because America's Babylon is getting ready to get destroyed, but salvation is over here. Or for those who tell you, well, I'm going to make this little civilization because this is where the Father's going to come gather us. Oh, here's a secret place. I can't tell you on the radio, but, you know, I know where the wilderness is. They don't know nothing. You're in your wilderness. You're in your wilderness, according to scriptures. And according to scripture, to come out of Babylon, to come out of confusion, you ain't got to move your body anywhere because it's a spiritual thing. You want the mark of our Father in your forehead, where you think, what you believe. And you want to do his will with your hands, okay? You want to support his truth and have brotherly love and do things according to his word. You don't want no mark of the beast, mark of Satan, whatever they want to call it. Look, wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, don't go. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For as lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That's how you knew she was going to come. But they try to pretend like they got the truth with them. But this fire, we're not done yet. Hold on. Remember, the warning given about those who lie and say the Most High has sent me to teach. Remember, family, we keep telling you, the book has read. You who said, I didn't call them. But you will hear them even today saying the Most High told them to say this. They're getting revelations from the Most High. I'm supposed to let you know through the set-apart spirits they claim they have, because it is only given from our Father, that this is where you're supposed to flee to. This gun, because this, and I'm going to show you how to shoot it, and I'm going to show you why you got to stockpile that water. I'm going to read all this stuff about what's going on in the world to scare you and give you fear. And then tell you, if you come live in my civilization, we're going to have water. We're going to be prepared for this in time. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to have our feast days. We're going to, look, this is salvation. Believe them not. Go not there. Believe them not. Stay where you are. The confusion is everywhere that the Most High's people are scattered. Come out of the confusion wherever you're at. Know the truth. Get out of the confusion, the Babylon. That which is not of our Father. Okay? Let's go a little further. You're going to understand that the Word keeps warning us. Warning us. Some are going to say, here's how to please the Most High. And return, they will return you to the law. Here's how you got to please the Most High. Let me open up the book. Let me read to you the law. Yeah, Paul was just saying that, yeah, he was I've heard people say this. Paul is a scribe. He was a Pharisee. He was a son of a Pharisee. So he knew the law. But they're not going to tell you that Paul was telling the people, I did know the law. But I'm speaking the new covenant, the fulfillment of the law. They won't tell you that there's a fulfillment, because if they have to tell you there's a fulfillment of the law, they got to accept Yahushua. They got to tell you everything's spiritual. Then they can't go on with the lies of the flesh and a fleshly reading if they tell you that. But they won't tell you. I got an example for you guys. I can let you hear it. Family, this stuff is deep. They'll tell you, here's how we worship. They'll start looking at the moons. Father took all that away. But they will look at those moons and tell you, look, just like Jeroboam, this is the day, and we got a little altar set up. Everybody come to this location so we could do this feast day, or we could do this. And the Father said, I took all that away. It was an abomination to me. They will tell you that only the men have the spirit, because when they read the book, they see the word man. That woman, she basically nothing, because Adam had to name all the animals, even Eve. Because with their eyes, that's all they can see out of that. They can't get the Father's word, the true understanding of what you're supposed to get out of it. When they read Paul's letter, they won't tell you that that's a rebuking of them. Family, they'll tell you how you got to flee. They'll tell you how you have to have a mortal man, if you're a woman, in order to obtain salvation. I've heard it, and some of you have. We must be prepared, is what they'll tell you. But their preparation has nothing about the word. It's preparing you to do a physical act, whether a feast day, arming yourself, getting out of a destination. It's something. It's something that you got to do. That's how they say they're preparing you. The Father's word wants us to prepare you with the truth of his word. That's your preparation. The works, brotherly love, loving the Father, putting him first. Brotherly love, do it for your brother. If you don't have a coat, give him a coat. If you see somebody hungry, feed them. If you see someone who is in the famine because of the word, feed them. That's the kind of preparation that our people need to hear and be prepared for, because you got to have your spiritual bodies, your white garments ready. You're not going to have it ready by stockpiling water and all this. Come on now. Anyhow, they'll tell you we must build a nation. Now, the nation they're talking about is not because we're going to read the Father's word and get more spiritual. No. Physically, they're talking about a seed, a physical seed, which is sperm, and how this man has to have many women because they're rebuilding the nation. So lustly and physical things they'll teach you about, which makes you more of a child than them, and it's also blocking your way to the kingdom. That's what Yahushua was trying to tell everybody, if you understand what he's talking about. Listen, let's go. I just want to know, do you have an ear to hear? Okay, I'm going to take you now to Revelation 13:9. I read that. Hold up a second. I do want to take you back, because I want to read now just verses 9 to 14, because there's something said in here that I want to give you understanding. See, y'all think I'm picking on certain people. I'm not picking on them. It's just that when we read the scriptures, the ones who came out and told us we're Hebrews, great. But they're not going to tell you these little verses and who those lying prophets are when Yahushua said they are their father, the devil. They're not going to pinpoint to you all this, tell you there's two creations, tell you that Cain was of that lineage of the serpent, was the generation of vipers being spoken of by Yahushua. John 8 told you what Yahushua said, that they're the father of the devil. They're the children of disobedience, the children of wrath. When you go into the scriptures like the apocalypse of Abraham, they are the children of Azazel. And they even captured some of the Most High. But he said, I'm going to tear them from you. He's going to take even some of them back if they repent. Some of them, well, that's enough for some of them. But you got to understand, it's a purpose while we go through these lessons. Because some of y'all, I glimpse on Facebook, I see what's out there. And that's lessons from the dragon. That's lessons from the serpent. Some of the comments that I've seen fly, even on the chat line, that's not of the Father, but somebody learns some garbage. And they come, I'm not saying it's our family members, I'm saying somebody come over as a guest and try to type some stuff in. That's not of our Father. Let's go here, family. I want to read one more time Revelation 13. I'm just going to read verses 9 to 14 because I want to pick out something for you that was said. I don't know if you caught it. We're going to tie in the serpent seed again, because this is what this person, this beast that looks like a lamb that was taken out the earth, this is who he's speaking of. Check it out. Revelation 13:9-14. It says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. You're supposed to hear this. You're supposed to understand this. It says, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the word must be killed with the word. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. You're warned, basically. They let us know in Revelation through our brother John. And I beheld another beast come out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake like a dragon. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. We're going to hit. Why is it that he makes this fire come down from heaven? Because it's very important. But they always use, pay attention, let me just go there. This fire coming down from heaven. It's associated, when they're talking in the negative, it's associated with the scribes and Pharisees, the wicked ones. When you go to Proverbs 16:27, remember, they make fire come down from heaven. People believe that they're doing something righteous or looking at something righteous that's sent from the Most High. It was never sent from the Most High. Although the Most High tell you all in his word, I never sent them. Even though you read, I abhor your feast days. You could read in the book of Galatians how I tell you about the law. We read in what? We read it the last lesson. The Father was telling you that the law is spiritual. Okay, go back to the last lesson. I forgot where I read it out of. My brain just is not working right this second. But anyhow, let's go and find out. He doth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, when you go to Proverbs 16:27, you're going to find out something about them lying lips, because these were the lying prophets. Okay? Their lips are going to be like fire. Check it out. An unrighteous man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. The fire that we have always known in the scripture that led the children of Israel, that came down from heaven, that killed the unrighteous on the earth in the past and all that, who accepted the righteousness, sacrifices and so forth, came down from heaven, but it was the fire of the Most High. But in this end time, we're warned that this second beast that looked like a lamb from the earth, but he speak like a dragon. He spake like a dragon. This one in the end times, it says he's going to do great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth inside of men. People are looking for fire to come down. Don't look for that. It's a spiritual understanding. When you go to Proverbs 16:27, it's talking about, you read all Proverbs, I might read if I have time, but it's talking about the righteous versus the unrighteous. One of the things for the unrighteous, it does tell us, an unrighteous man diggeth up evil, and in his lips, those lying prophets, there is as a burning fire. Because everything they speak, although they read not the book, it could sound like it's the truth. It sounds like it's from the Most High, but it's not. Evil, it's wickedness. It's a deception. It's a snare. They're laying in wait for you because they're going to produce something that's going to come out the sky, and everybody's going to think, oh, this is from the Most High. This is sacred. He's got it. Hey, it's a great wonder. It's a lying sign and wonder. Because it's not from the Most High. Let's go a little further because I want to get in here. We call it strange fire. That's what we call it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 4. In case you didn't know this, because many will not teach on this regards, especially when it comes down to those who want to keep feast days. Check it out. Genesis 4. I'm going to read verses 2 through 7. Read about Cain and Abel. Now, you know, right after Cain and Abel, you know, right when Adam and Eve got kicked out the garden. That's the best way to put it. Right when they came and they were kicked out the garden, okay? This is when this occurred in Genesis 4. Adam and Eve had two children. One was Cain, one was Abel. So in verse 2 it says, and she again bare his brother Abel. It tells us that Abel was a keeper of the sheep. So he was doing the same line as Yahushua and many of the prophets. Okay, tending to the flock. Okay, that's what Abel was doing. But it tells us that Cain was a tiller of the ground. So he did works with his hand, right? He did works with his hand. That's what he did. He worked the ground. It says, and in process of time it came to pass that Cain bought of the fruit of the ground an offering. So there's an offering here. Cain bought his offering. The same type of offerings that we can read about in the Torah, Leviticus, throughout the scriptures. Because many times you hear about the offerings that were given for the Most High. But we know that if Abel was the keeper of the sheep, he bought a lamb. Remember, it talks about you should be in the sacrificial lamb from the beginning of the foundation of the world. Well, this lamb right here is what Abel bought. And we're going to find out that when he bought the firstling of his flock and the fat thereof, that the Most High had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Came down right up on the meat like it did every other case. And it was accepted by the Father. But then when you read Cain, it says in verse 5, but unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. He didn't have no respect. We know we go to Acts 10:34, it says the Most High is not he's not a respecter of person. He's talking about his children. His children. We know that it tells us in John 8 that they're speaking of Cain, that ye scribes and Pharisees, lying prophets, ye of your father, ye generation of vipers, ye of your father. 2014, the ones who lied to you, that's not telling you the truth. Ye are of your father, the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. We're in the beginning. In the book of Genesis, that's what it means. Beginning. Well, and he abode not in the truth. There's no truth in him. So when Cain brought up his offering to the Father, it was not accepted. The Father didn't respect Cain nor his offering. Was Cain a child of the Most High? Or, like the scriptures go on to tell us in John 8, was he basically the devil? We know we can read it, but what do you believe? Do you believe that when we tell you and we rebuke openly, they're lying to you? And the word, the truth of the scriptures have been published, but they will not take one burden and change it from you because they will not acknowledge the truth. And it was warned to us that it would be like that in the end times. But what you don't know, one of the biggest things that they do is they go by the offerings. Their offering is not acceptable to the Father because if you go back, just like Cain, his offering was not accepted. It was by works. It's not accepted. When you go to the Old Covenant, it was by the works through Jeroboam, building the altar, making a day, saying this is set apart, making the people worship. That the serpent seed has always led the children of Israel astray. The certain men that creep in unawares, they talk about it in the New Covenant, in the book of Jude, places like that. The Old Covenant, that's why the prophets had to come and speak against those from the lineage of Cain. Those who were not supposed to be there, but they were. Because the Father let us know, well, if you go back to read the Apocalypse of Abraham, I'm sure you guys have not read the whole thing yet, but I put all that there. He tell you, I create good and I create evil. I create a vessel of honor and a vessel of dishonor. He's long-suffering. But whatever he says in his word will come to pass. And he lets us know that those who follow and those of the seed of the serpent, they're not going to be on that narrow path. But will you be deceived? Because you usually say, well, I find faith. Because them little devils are going to be in the end time. I see what they're doing amongst my people now. Study to show yourself approved. Will I find faith when I return to regather? Because I didn't find it during the time of the New Covenant when the Second Temple was there. Faith wasn't there. Because somebody was sitting in Moses' seat teaching the people. The same that Yahushua said, ye are them that killed the prophets, bringing back to the Old Covenant and the prophets. Because remember, was it Obadiah had to hide some of the prophets? This is during the time of Ahab and Jezebel. We just read about how Elijah, he killed off the prophets of Baal. Jeroboam took the bases of men. These, look, they look like Israel, but they're not of Israel. All Israel is not of Israel. Are you hearing? Do you have eyes to see? And can you hear when the Father puts it in his word? We're going to go further. So, it tells us, I'm going to read a little bit more. It says, verse 5, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Most High said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou dost well, shalt not thou be accepted? And if thou dost not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, talking about the devil, and thou shalt rule over him. Cain, I had a brother come on a long time ago. There's a lesson out there. I even put it in daily motion form, talking about Cain is the devil. I never got it till about maybe 6 months ago. Then I started understanding what this brother was talking about. But if you're reading the scripture, it links it right back to Cain. Don't look at some little being. Nuh-uh. Because whatever we're speaking of, many times it's a metaphor, but it's talking about somebody right here, right in front of you, on the earth. We know, yes, sometimes it's talking about angels, but it's talking about Cain and his lineage. I pray y'all get it. Let's go a little further. So it says that if you do well, you'll be accepted, but if not, sin lies at the door. We know sin leads to death. Okay, y'all getting what Cain was doing? Cain was given an offering, the works of his hand, and it was not acceptable to our father. But when Abel, who was a keeper of the sheep, he was a tender of the flock, when he gave that offering, fire came down from heaven and he was accepted. Cain, uh-uh, nothing was accepted, not him nor his offering. So we have to understand that the sacrifices to the Most High began in the beginning, when sin or flesh was put on Adam and Eve for their disobedience or transgression. Now, unlike what the scribes and the Pharisees would teach, no, 1 Timothy 2:14 is not talking about just Eve being that whorish woman, the daughter of Zion, not listening to her husband, she old skank. When you go to 1 Timothy 2:14, it says that Adam was not deceived. Yes, Adam was deceived because Adam was put on flesh and kicked out that garden too. Think spiritual. There's more than one Adam in the scripture family. It's talking about Yahushua. When he was tempted by Satan, he was not deceived. Now, Eve represents the woman. So it says, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Israel. If Israel wasn't deceived, and that woman being spoken of is Eve, come on now, fam. I know y'all understand this. They're not talking about Adam and Eve. The woman is Israel. Adam represents the second Adam. That's Yahushua. You see why they won't tell you the truth about these scriptures? I don't know if y'all caught what I just said. We just went back, and I'm trying to show you that the scribes and the Pharisees will give you a flesh message because there's no spiritual understanding in them. They lie. Their father is the devil, according to the word. If Adam and Eve both were kicked out the garden, both of them sinned. We know that Adam technically was the only one that was told not to touch or partake of that tree in the midst of the garden. By the time you get to Genesis 3, we know Eve is quoting it. But she was taking out his DNA because she knew whatever he knew. She had the same spirit that he received. She was made after her kind because every creation had to be created after its kind. She was exactly like him, but the mirror image, but female. That's the only difference. When they go to this transgression, they're not just saying the woman's sin, that's why you got to put your foot on the woman's neck. They take Genesis 3:16 and go wacky with it. No, they're giving you a flesh understanding. Israel sinned, okay? It said, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. You better know who the woman is in Scripture. Scribes and Pharisees are going to put it on a black woman, a Hebrew woman. Don't fall for that lie. The woman is Israel and Adam is Yahushua. Now, go back on that fire. I'm not finished with that fire. Remember, Cain's offering was not accepted. He did works because he was tilling the fields, what he did. He works the field. Remember, the land was cursed because that was told to us in Genesis 3. The earth was cursed. He took something from a cursed area but did the works of the hand to give a sacrifice to our father, and it was not accepted. So we see it's something that deals with sacrifice. that Cain did that was not accepted, it had to do with works. He was not a keeper of the sheep. He was a tiller of the ground. The ground was already cursed. Let's go a little further. We're going to see an example of Yahuwah's fire or approval, okay, for sacrifices offered. When we go to Leviticus 9, I'm just going to read 23 and 24. It tells us, and Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and the glory of the Most High appeared to all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Most High and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, same thing like Abel's offering was accepted, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. See, when they, in Revelation, do this great wonder and make fire come out of heaven, it's going to be because of the sacrifice. People are going to think that that's, it's got to be of the Most High because, you know, they're opening up the book. The fire from heaven coming down was usually on some kind of sacrifice, just like with the prophets of Baal and Elijah. Elijah's was accepted, but not Baal's. Abel's was accepted, but not Cain's. When they bring this fire from heaven, just like Moses, his offering was accepted. It's if the people, right in the midst of the people, they saw it. Now, let's go a little further. We're going to see Yahuwah's fire for unrighteous doings pertaining to sacrifices. Now, we just read out of Leviticus 9, talking about Moses and Aaron, how they gave this sacrifice. And the Father put a fire from heaven, and it was accepted. All the people fell on their faces. Now, let's go to one chapter forward, Leviticus 10. It tells us, I'm only going to read the first two verses because that is right there. You can read it all yourself if you want to. Oh, no, you know, maybe I should read it all. Let me see if I got time. Let me see. I might have time, family. Hold up, because I don't want to miss out. Yeah, I'm going to read it all, because that's the last thing I'm going to read to you, I think. Okay, let's go there. When you go one chapter over, Leviticus 10, it says, and Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before Yahuwah, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from Yahuwah and devoured them, and they died before Yahuwah. This was in the congregation of Israel, but it was called strange fire. It was an unacceptable what they did. See, people in 2014 can read, tell you, oh, this is the moon. They can open up the book and tell you, well, this is how they kept it. They can do all these things. But we're going to read what Moses, he figured it out. Many people today can't figure this out. Why was this not accepted? Listen to what Moses does. I'm going to go to verse 3. And Moses said unto Aaron, remember, Most High brought fire down and consumed Nadab and Abihu. Check it out. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is that Yahuwah spake. This is that Yahuwah spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Eliphaz, the son of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp. And Moses had said, and Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your head, neither rend your clothes, lest ye die, and lest wrath come up on all the people. But let your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Yahuwah hath kindled. It says, and ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. For the anointing oil of the Most High is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. And Yahuwah spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation, and that ye may put difference between what is set apart and what's not set apart. You got to understand, they're right in the congregation, but they're telling you this is set apart. But in all reality, we've been reading about it throughout the scriptures for the last two lessons. It wasn't set apart to the Most High. Jeremiah and Isaiah was warning the people, you're not worshiping our Father. You're committing whoredoms, idolatry. You're up on every green tree, in every grove. Now today, 2014, they're not going into groves and that, but shoot, they're in the churches thinking they're worshiping our Father when they worship Jesus and Mary. That's Astaroth and Balaam. When they tell you this is the place where we are setting up a place, just like Jeroboam, this is our altar, this is what we're going to do, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Most High said, who called this assembly? I didn't call it. And who told you to speak on my behalf? Because I didn't send you. Aaron. Let's check this out. Yahuwah spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute ever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between what is set apart and what's not set apart, between unclean and clean, that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahuwah has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. Now in the new covenant, the apostles were teaching the people not according to Moses' law, but the fulfillment of the law, the new covenant, which is spiritual, through Yahushua. That's why they can't get it. They have not accepted Yahushua. They're teaching you laws, but not the laws of Yahushua. They're going back to Moses. They're telling you, this is the way we worship. This is the way we do. Yahuwah wants spiritual thanksgiving now. He took away all of the old saying, hey, you got to have a sin offering. You got to sacrifice this way. You got to do this. No, nobody ain't cutting up no animals. Nobody's, for all of these sacrifices and things, there was animals and things involved. Nobody's doing that. Doing that. But all this stuff represents that lightning coming in the sight, this great wonder with this lightning coming down from heaven in the sight of the Hebrews. They're going to believe the lie. It's strange fire. We just read it in Leviticus 10. We're reading it now, actually. In Leviticus 9, it was accepted, that sacrifice that Aaron and Moses gave. But it's going to tell us in Leviticus 10, they had strange fire. It wasn't accepted. We read about Cain and Abel and their sacrifice. What was accepted? What wasn't? The works is not acceptable in this end times. The works is not acceptable. Okay? Let's go a little further. So he tells Aaron, Most High tells Aaron in verse 11, that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Yahuwah hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spake unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left. Take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Most High made by fire, it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. And ye shall eat it in the set-apart place, because it is thy due. But it was a set-apart place. And thy sons do of the sacrifices of Yahuwah made by fire. So I am commanded. And the wave breast and the heave shoulder shall ye eat in a clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, for they be thy due. And thy sons do which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings and of the children of Israel. The heave shoulders and the wave breasts shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat to wave it for, and that just lets you know, ain't nothing getting burnt by fire no more. We ain't doing none of that. But in the end times, somebody going to believe a lie because it has to do with the offerings. Okay? Because they tell you in Revelation, not that a fire is actually going to come down from heaven, but it had to do with the offering. That's what the prophets were speaking against. That's what made us a harlot. We were taking everything that was given to us that was set apart and profaning it, even the law. Even the unrighteous judgment that we were doing. We weren't taking care of the needs of the widow. We weren't showing brotherly love. Everything that the Father sent, got the prophets up early to speak to us, we wanted to kill them off too. Because people love listening to the lying prophets. If they didn't, Yahushua would have never had to go through what he went through. And we would not be sitting here today talking about it. So it says in verse 16, and Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the set-apart place, seeing it is most holy? And Yahuwah hath given it to you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Most High. Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the set-apart place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the set-apart place as I commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have they offered their sin offerings and burnt their burnt offerings before the Most High, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Most High? No, it wouldn't have been. And when Moses heard that, he was content because they weren't doing. That's why it tells us in the beginning. I got to go back there and read one more time just so y'all get it. In Leviticus 10, it says that Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer. They didn't take him and put fire therein. And put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Most High, which he commanded them not. Everything wasn't followed to the commandment of our Father. But when we read in one chapter prior, it said that Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people, and glory, and the glory of Yahuwah appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Most High and consumed upon the altar the burnt offerings and the fat, which when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces, because that was righteous. But in 10, no, it was not accepted. There was strange fire. Now we're reading about that same strange fire in Revelations, because it's going to be done by the beast that looked like a lamb taken from the earth, but spake like a dragon. And he's going to do it in the sight of the Hebrews. And they're going to believe the lie. He who will be led in captivity, he's going to be captive, right? The one who, he that leadeth into captivity will go into captivity. The one killed by the word will be killed by the word, because everybody has the opportunity to repent when they read and hear the Father's true word being spoken. But they want to do it their way. They want to, some love evilness, wickedness. Some refuse to read the book for themselves. There's a lot of reasons why people will not make that narrow path. But all Israel has the word. All Israel is supposed to seek the Father. This is not something just for the biblical Hebrews of the Bible membership. No, it's for everybody. But you got to understand, there are lying prophets out there. There are lying mores, elders. Okay, they out there, y'all. Y'all better know the difference. Some people don't know anything. I was going to read, let me see, Proverbs 16. We're going to get ready to get cut off, but I'm going to try to read a little bit. That was all I had for you today, because I wanted to talk about those things. I want to give you the signs and what you should be looking for. I also want to take you back to Revelation so you can start picking up Who is Revelation speaking of? About that mystery Babylon. Don't think it's America, family. Start understanding what the scripture is saying to us. Let's go. I want to read this real quick, and we're going to call it a night after that. Proverbs 16. I've taken a portion from it earlier, and I read it to you, but let's go to Proverbs 16. It says, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Father. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from our Father. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but Jehovah weighs the spirits. Commit thy work unto our Father, and thy thoughts shall be established. Jehovah hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in the heart is an abomination to our Father. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Most High, men depart from evil. A man's heart defies his ways, but Yahuwah directs his step. A man's heart devises his ways, but the Most High is directing his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the kings. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment. A just weight and a balance the Most High's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to the kings to commit wickedness. For the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of the kings. Wait a minute. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance, is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than women? I'm reading this all messed up because I'm racing for time here. Verse 16, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his spirit. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in our Father, happy he is. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it of him. An unrighteous man diggeth up evil, and his lips there is as burning fire. And in his lip there is as a burning fire. A forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth cheap friends. The separation. A violent man enticeth his neighbor and leads him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise forward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. Meditate on that, family. We got only a few seconds, but, you know, it's in the Word everywhere. It's just a matter of, do you know what you're looking at? Do you know what the Father meant by letting you know that there's two separate genealogies in Genesis chapter 4 and 5? Later.